This podcast service from News Talk WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting. They know what's inside.
WHC News Time 819. If you lived in the area for a while, you know who George Ferrari is. He always has good ties on. He's had great shirts, too.
Good morning, David. Thank you.
He's also the executive director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County. This is Community Foundation Week. And, George, you're not sitting idle. You're doing a number of things this week. Tell us about it.
No, there's always a number of things going on at your Community Foundation here in Tompkins County. I mean, tonight we have a board meeting. We're going to be wrapping up a rural grant cycle that started with us visiting community members in Dryden, in Newfield, in Ulysses, in Danby, and Caroline, and asking what's going on in your communities, what are the challenges you have, what are the assets you see, and how can we partner with you? So we received a number of applications for that, and we'll be making the final determination on those grants. And we also found we're able to expand that grant pool by working with our local donor advisors here. So we had about $33,000 of money to distribute, and donor advisors came forward with an additional $26,000, almost doubling that amount of money for deployment in the rural communities to address needs there.
I was going to say, what kind of needs are we talking about?
A lot of people were talking about and being concerned about access to information, access to services, human services, concern about broadband internet connectivity, and also a lot of concerns about volunteering and civic engagement and young people's opportunities to be involved in things like fire and ambulance and food pantry kind of activities that go on and right now are being done by those of a certain generation that are looking for the next generation of leadership.
That's a key point there. Also, yeah. You'll be releasing the transfer of wealth study. What is this going to focus on?
It's a very interesting thing. You know, whether we do anything at all, we're in the midst of an unprecedented intergenerational transfer of wealth from the World War II generation to the baby boom to the next generation. In the next 50 years, we're looking at 2010 to 2060. There's an opportunity to say, what can you do in terms of your estate planning to set aside some small portion of the estate you might transfer from one generation to the next into endowed funds at the Community Foundation or other organizations and create local charitable assets that are going to be here forever. This is something that a number of communities have done. I presented this already to the Estate Planning Council, and it's a very exciting opportunity we have over the next 50 years.
Talk to us for a moment about the Community Foundation's support for libraries in our area.
Well, as you well know, one of our single largest gifts ever came from Dr. Bernard Rosen as a way of an estate gift. It's a great example of what can be done with that. And we have over $70,000 worth of grants annually to 33 rural libraries in a 5-county area that make up the Finger Lakes Library System. And because we're always active and always doing something, we're getting ready for that grant cycle in the first quarter of 2012.
All right, we're talking with George Ferrari, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County. George, would you agree with me on this? As charitable organizations go, community foundations are on the uprise. They're becoming a more common and more, if you will, broader yeah. way of people trying to give money when they're deciding, what am I going to give this money to or who am I going to give
it? Yeah, there are over 700 community foundations in the U.S., and we're certainly involved with the Council on Foundations, which is a national organization of all types of charitable organizations. And you see community foundations in every type of community. And we're a very important part of the philanthropic infrastructure. We're that part that says, how can we together create an ever-growing amount of money that's available for local charitable activity? And the decisions are created by local individuals. One other thing we're doing tonight at our board meeting is we're going to bring 10 new people on our board. We have the most amazing, actively engaged board. These are people who love the community, like each one of your listeners, and are very involved in seeing how we can use a community foundation to move forward some of the solutions to the problems we have and preserve some of the quality of life that we have here in Tompkins County.
If you look at the numbers, did we see a drop in charitable contributions during the heaviest part of the recession?
We did. And you saw that also many community foundations like ours here tried to make up a little bit for that drop by actually increasing grant making out of the community foundation at a time when other forms of giving maybe saw a bit of a drop.
It's going to be interesting. Are you seeing back? Are people being a little more charitable now?
I think this community is incredibly charitable, and people do above and beyond every single year. And we are seeing additional gifts coming in at this time, absolutely.
All right. And finally, you're premiering your new website this week.
We are. We want to encourage everyone to visit cftompkins.org. There's a lot of really interesting features, including ways of staying involved and staying current with events. We have two events coming up December 2nd. We have a holiday open house. You can find out about that at cftompkins.org. And then the December 12th at the Tompkins County Public Library, we'll be distributing the Rural Grant Cycle Awards, and we encourage the public to attend. And that's December 12th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Again, all that information at cftompkins.org.
George Ferrari is the Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County. George, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, WHCU News Time, 8:25 Business News now, brought to you by Challenge Business Services, scanning, shredding, packaging, and project assembly. Challenge can really help your business. Call Russ at Challenge today.